A Senate committee advances a bill pressuring nonprofit hospitals to lower costs. Language banning government involvement in obscene performances gets added to an unrelated bill. An expansion of the state's lifeline law heads to the governor. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on The Week at the State House.
A Senate committee advanced a bill that would revoke the nonprofit status of hospitals if they charge more than 300% of their modified Medicare reimbursement rate for care. But the measure faces an uncertain future in the Senate. Many Republican members have philosophical objections to strict price controls like that. A House committee added language to a bill that bans state and local government units from hosting or funding obscene performances, which are already defined in state law. Republican Representative Chris Jeter, who's behind the language, repeatedly refused to provide specific examples of what sort of performances are prompting the provision. And the current Lifeline law provides immunity from underage drinking charges for young people who seek police or medical help for someone else, but the person experiencing the medical issue doesn't have that same immunity. A bill the House sent to the governor would extend that protection. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.